Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Diane Chaplin, C-H-A-P-L-I-N, address is 1617 Diamond Avenue, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-680-6289, ID is XXXXXX1559. This is a retired married woman. Insurance is Medicare slash Aetna. Pharmacy is Costco, Chico, 530-342-8892. It is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D., Family Medicine, that's below that, and below that, Argyle Medical Group, below that, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, below that, Chico, California, 959-730-0258, phone 530-899-0130, below that, 530-899-0142, parenthesis fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for suspected findings of Parkinsonism. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Diane Chaplin for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Diane reports that she's had the development of a fine, generally fine tremor, becoming more exacerbated by anxiety, and interfering with handwriting and sometimes the use of utensils when severe. Subparagraph, her husband is reported by her husband, comma, by her report, has reported that she has nocturnal limb restlessness as well, thinking that this might be restless leg syndrome. Some paragraph, she gives a history of multiple nocturnal arousals at night for uncertain reasons. New paragraph, there is some increased motor activity in the evening as well. New paragraph, your comprehensive records were highly appreciated. She has an additional history of extrinsic asthma and insomnia. New paragraph. Current medications list these vertically. Acetaminophen 500 milligrams up to every 6 hours. Voltaren 1% gel, 1 to 2 grams transdermal application to neck and shoulders for stiffness and pain. Lidocaine 5% patch to skin for 12 hours as needed. Alprazolam 0.25 milligrams, 1 TIDPR in anxiety. Atorvastatin calcium 20 milligrams, 1 tablet daily. Abilify 5 milligram tablets, 1 tablet up to daily. Duloxetine 0.50 milligram capsule delayed release daily. Zolpidem, 10 milligrams, sublingual at bedtime as needed. New paragraph. Previous findings, that's a new heading, dyslipidemia, dysthymic disorder, malaise, myalgia, esophageal reflux, benign hypertension, anxiety state, acute right-sided back pain with sciatica, atrial fibrillation, nonspecific, acute exacerbation of extrinsic asthma, History of elbow condylitis, new paragraph. Medical allergies. None reported, past medical history. Dyslipidemia, below that it should say new heading, infectious disease history, bronchitis, chickenpox, herpes, cold sores, measles, mononucleosis, pneumonia, tonsillitis, subparagraph. She has a history of psychiatric care. Allergies and adverse reactions, none reported. New paragraph, systematic review of systems. General, she reports dizziness, depression, forgetfulness, headaches, loss of sleep and nervousness. EENT, occasional bleeding gums, transient dizziness, headaches, reduced hearing, nosebleeds, sinus disease, rhinitis. She wears eyeglasses, new paragraph. Neck, no symptoms reported, respiratory. No symptoms reported, cardiovascular. Dyspnea on exertion, irregular heartbeat, varicose veins. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, which gives a history of diarrhea, flatulence, heartburn, indigestion, nausea. Genitourinary, she reports reduced bladder control and nocturia. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological. She stands 5 feet 4 inches tall. She weighs 181 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 12. Last menstrual period, 2003. Last pap smear and rectal examination, 2018. She had female surgery in 1987. Mammography has been completed. She's had 3 pregnancies with 2 live births, 1 miscarriage. 1 daughter born in 1980, 1 daughter born in 1988. New paragraph. Sexual function. She reports that she's not sexually active. She did not indicate questions regarding discomfort. She denies exposure to transmissible disease. New paragraph. Hematologic, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal. She reports varicose veins and neuromuscular weakness, so a sudden drop attack. New paragraph, mental health. She reported frequent tearfulness and depression. Trouble sleeping. Panic symptoms when stressed. She has seen a counselor. Stress is a problem for her. She denied feeding difficulty. She denied a suicidal ideation or gestures. Neuropsychiatric, she has seen a psychiatrist and has had psychiatric care. She denies a history of convulsion. Fainting spells of paralysis. Personal health and safety. She describes having some visual or hearing loss. She has completed an advanced directive. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Family health, personal and family health history. She was born on October 27, 1956. She's 66 years old. New paragraph. Her father died at age 82 from cancer. Her mother died at age 74 with emphysema. She had one sibling who was murdered at age 37. New paragraph. Her husband's age 72 in good health. One child died at age 26 in a car accident. One child, age 34, is in good health. She did not describe other family health-related problems. New paragraph. Education, that's a new heading. She completed high school in 1974, college in 2006. New paragraph. Social history. She takes alcohol, quote, moderately, unquote, one beverage per week. She does not smoke. She did smoke tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. She denied industrial exposures or difficulties. She reports being employed part-time as a legal secretary. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denied a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, serious illnesses. New paragraph, operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph. She completed tubal ligation in 1989, bunionectomy in 2002, right elbow surgery 2013, all with good outcomes. New paragraph, she reports no prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. New paragraph, general. She reports depressed, nervousness, dizziness, fatigue, irritable insomnia, lightheadedness. New paragraph, head. She gave a history of intermittent right-sided headaches relieved by ibuprofen. New paragraph, she denied any episodes of altered mental status or loss of consciousness or similar family history. Neck. She denied symptoms, upper back and arms. She denied symptoms, middle back. She denied symptoms. Low back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hip, she denied symptoms. Ankle, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review systems. That is neurological review systems. She denied visual difficulty and diplopia. She denied difficulties with sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. She denied focal or isolated neuromuscular weakness in the extremities. New paragraph, she reported tremor in her hands and feet and toes, describing fine and sometimes rapid tremor. New paragraph, she denied sensory paresthesias. New paragraph, she denied unsteadiness or ataxias, but did report one episode of sudden loss of motor strength in the lower extremities when sitting up rapidly in bed. New paragraph, she gives a history of dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Diane is a pleasant, apparently focused, well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed woman who is alert, oriented, and who otherwise, she appears to be in no distress. New paragraph, her immediate recent remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention concentration. Cranial nerves 2 are entirely, 2 through 12 are entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, her facial expression shows slight hypomimia. New paragraph, motor examination overall, motor movements demonstrate slight bradykinesia. New paragraph, motor strength is 5 or 5 proximally and distally. New paragraph, sensory examination remains preserved all modalities except for hypesthesia in the left first toe. New paragraph, cerebellar slash extrapyramidal rapid alternating successive movements disclose slight bradykinesia. Fine motor speed is preserved with similar features, however, without halting characteristics. New paragraph, passage range of motion with distraction maneuvers. Does not disclose inducible neuromuscular stiffness, rigidity, or cogwheeling. New paragraph, ambulatory examination remains fluid, non-ataxic. New paragraph, Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Diane Chaplin presents with a clinical history suspicious for early Parkinsonism. Subparagraph, she has a history of nocturnal restlessness, probable restless leg syndrome, and clinical manifestations of mild overall bradykinesia and facial hypomimia. No inducing neuromuscular resistance is identified to suggest frank Parkinsonism today. New paragraph, she has an additional history of a primary dysomnia with clinical symptoms suspicious for sleep apnea. New paragraph, her vital signs are demonstrate obesity. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes at the patellar were exceedingly brisk, but without clonus. Pathologic and primitive reflexes were not demonstrated. New paragraph, recommendations. We will obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging for diagnostic purposes. New paragraph, cervical MRI will also be obtained with her history of chronic and persistent neck pain and stiffness, and the findings of accelerated patellar deep tendon reflexes suggesting possible early myelopathy. New paragraph. Home sleep testing will be completed to exclude a suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. Today I'm giving her a trial of Pramipexole-Mirapex 0.25 milligrams, take one or two tablets at bedtime, and up to one tablet twice a day for her symptoms of tremor. and restlessness. New paragraph, I was here for MedCheck reevaluation, readjustment, and consideration in treatment of her tremor. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.